Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, we're live. It's another edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones. It's the seventh day of this new year, January 7th, 2004. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Coming up in the next hour, we have Neil Knox, former NRA board member. In an October 26, 93 profile, the Wall Street Journal said Neil Knox is likely to have a greater impact on the rapidly escalating firefight over gun control than any other individual in America. He's one of the no-compromise, old-line people that used to be in the NRA at the higher levels. Now it's basically a gun-grabbing Judas goat extravaganza. That's coming up in the next hour. Coming up in about 30 minutes, he's got one of the biggest websites on the Internet, tens of millions of visitors a month, and the site's only been up a few years. And he's Michael Rivero with WhatReallyHappened.com. We'll be discussing the police state, September 11th, you name it, with Mr. Rivero. So you do not want to miss that in about 30 minutes as well. And we'll have open phone lines. Whether you agree with our guest or disagree with them, it should be very, very interesting and informative, as they say. Obviously, we're going to talk about something we've been talking about for a long time, but now is a big issue. Total amnesty of any illegal alien that ever gets to this country. I've read the White House statements. I've heard them say they like the McCain plan. That's the bill. That's what's probably going to pass Congress. If you can get here, you're legal. It's not like what they did in the mid-'80s where they gave, 10 million people amnesty. There's been several amnesties. They gave 3 million amnesty, 8 million amnesty, 10 million amnesty. They're saying this is an 8 million amnesty, but not an amnesty. It's a new word. Again, it's like changing the labels here. It's like, well, he wasn't hit by a train. He was loved by a train. Let's just change the definition. Well, you're still hit by a train. You can call it whatever you want. But this is different because it's in perpetuity. It changes the law where it's not just an amnesty for those that are here. Okay, and by the way, there's not 8 million. There's over 25 million. And then, by the way, all their family can come here. But that doesn't matter. They don't have to bring their family now because if their family gets here, gets across the border, they are legal for 3 years, and then after 3 years, they're totally legalized and given a green card. And Bush says this is his solution. Oh, you've got your finger cut off here. Let me chop your arm off. How about we hack your leg off? That will fix it. This is amazing, folks. Bush proposing immigration reform for millions, looking to draw more Hispanics behind his reelection bid. Okay, that's a fraud right there. This headline that we've seen in the New York Times, the Washington Times, the Associated Press, Reuters, it's all the same opening line, looking to draw more Hispanics behind his reelection bid. 82% of Hispanics in major polls want the border shut and illegals deported. Every Hispanic I talk to who's an American citizen, and most of those that are immigrants as well, don't want more illegals. They know it drives down their wages. They're not stupid. But again, they're creating this illusion that all Hispanics want this, and some are starting to buy it and go, yeah, you're against Hispanics if you don't want an open border. Hey, I'm not against Russians. I'm not against Mexicans. I'm not against Chinese. There's over 6 billion people. They all want to come here. We're now right up at 300 million, and that's just off some of the latest census numbers, folks. Most of the illegals don't go out and talk to the census taker, okay? A lot of estimates are we're at actually 325 million people. So we'll go over this, and you thought NAFTA and GATT were bad. You thought the tens of millions of illegals were bad. Oh, it's going to get a lot worse, and they're going to vote, and they're going to pull that lever for gun control and socialism, and the government's going to take everything we've got. It's a great new system. They'll also make up the military and be our prison guards. Oh, I have the mainstream news articles.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror, only by exposing the perpetrators of...
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas... Alex Jones.
I had James Bovard, a well-known conservative columnist. He's written for the New York Times, the Washington Times, American Spectator. They don't want his articles, though. Only the liberals want to run them. Articles where you go out with a sign amongst 500, 1,000 Bush supporters, and you say, no blood for oil, and they come over and arrest you and charge you with federal crimes. And Mr. Bovard said, you know, I can't imagine that they're doing this. And he says, I can't imagine that a judge will convict the latest 55-year-old man that they arrested and have criminally charged. And they admit he was standing in a big crowd of people on the side of the road, and they all had Bush-supporting signs. They had held back the protesters out of view of the media and the president. He went with his sign and just said, I'm going to stand here with it, and they were ordered to arrest him. I guess our veterans have fought and died so that you can't stand amongst Bush supporters with pro-Bush signs and have an anti-Bush sign. I guess that's what America's all about. It's the new conservatism, like the open borders, the gun control, the bloating regulation and size of government. That's conservative. Communism is what the founding fathers wanted. I'm learning that I'm a communist. I'm not a conservative. And that'll be quoted in the newspaper. That's a joke. It's a way of illustrating here. But it's very serious. Well, guess what? They convicted this guy. He was facing massive fines and quite a bit of time in prison. But, well, he, you know, the judge convicted him and said, well, you're only going to have to pay a $500 fine, but then repudiated him and said, you know, how dare you think that you can go protest? So I have that article, and I want to get Bovard back on because he said, well, I can't believe they're arresting people all over the country, and I can't believe they're criminally charging, you know, 65-year-old steel workers and, you know, grabbing 55-year-old people and just standing there with signs. Then I pointed out that the Dallas Morning News and Austin American Statesman have both reported that the state lost three lawsuits. This was about 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago. Bush was governor. And if you stood anywhere on the streets around the governor's mansion across the street from the Capitol, these are main avenues in Austin, Texas. They're on the corner of 11th and Lavaca, or anywhere around there. They would come over and arrest you. And I had been out there protesting before and, you know, protesting against gun grabbing and other stuff that was going on, and Bush wanting open borders here in Texas and trying to do that. And I had state police walk over and APD walk over and say, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave. And I'd say, hey, go ahead and arrest me. I'm going to sue you personally. Understand that, buddy. I'm going to sue you. And I'd say, I know you've been arresting a lot of people, but please, I want to sue you. And they'd back off from me, but others, in fact, one of the big suit they lost was a bunch of handicapped folks who were out there protesting, and they arrested a bunch of old ladies in wheelchairs, loaded a paddy wagon with them, and that was just one of the lawsuits. They had to pay $100,000 apiece out to each of the old people. A couple of them were old ladies of those that sued and won, and they were on the sidewalk, not blocking traffic, sitting there with signs about the state budget, and boy, really dangerous. Let's arrest them. And that was under the governor's orders, get them old ladies out of here. And that was in the paper. And when it really got obvious here in Austin, when I worked for KJFK, one of the hosts who was on before me, Shannon Burke, he said to one of the interns, he said, I want you to go down there with a sign that says, I like Bush. And they sent somebody down there with an audio recorder and a video camera as well across the street to tape all this. And the intern, I ought to call Shannon and get her name and have her on. She was in the Dallas Morning News, as I said. And she went and stood with the sign, I like Bush, during another protest of about 15 people against the death penalty. Cops came, arrested every one of them. She was standing among them, didn't say a word, just held her sign. They didn't arrest her. And then she came back on the radio and talked about how they winked at her. And there was video of all this, too. I ought to get that video. But and so they kept arresting people, and they lost three different suits. And several of the suits, you know, had multiple parties. And in the cases, they all won $100,000, a little over $100,000 apiece. I mean, folks, that's not a free country. That's what they do in China and Russia. Do you understand? That's not America. That is not America. I've been out at 50 traffic stops or checkpoints. We'll be 100 yards from the police. And they will walk over and say, turn those cameras off. And I'll say, no, it's the First Amendment. We're not going to turn our cameras off. Well, let me see your press pass. My press pass is the First Amendment, buddy. A press pass is for a private institution who only allows certain members of the media in. Do you understand that? A press pass is for a football game or a opera or a theater show where you can't have a million people claiming their press. Press passes were started about 100 years ago because a lot of folks were saying they were press going to paid events. You don't need any press pass to walk down the street with a video camera. You don't need any permit to march or rally. You got to have a permit to block traffic. You don't have to have any permit to be on a public sidewalk. And these are the laws. These are the precedents. This is the Constitution. But cops, the average police officer out there, and I don't dislike you, I'm just angry at your ignorance, has been told our policy is arrest anybody on the street with a sign, take anybody to jail that's doing this. But when they lost all those lawsuits downtown at the Capitol, now suddenly in this city we don't see as much of that. Though Mike Hansen, who does some camera work for me, Got a call to one of our listeners. They wanted to search his car and have his ID and all that, and he said no. Mike goes out to the scene. They're taking him to jail. Mike's about 70 feet away in a parking lot videotaping. Cops run over. Are you a police officer? Then get out of here. Turn your camera off. What are you doing? And Mike said, it's called the First Amendment. Well, give us your ID. No, it's the Fifth Amendment. Back off. I know my rights. They were about to arrest him and backed off. Good. You're learning. We're not your slaves. Do you understand? You want to have helicopters looking through our walls and cameras on the street corners and all the, and cameras in the school bathrooms, but we're not supposed to have our cameras? And by the way, I see articles every week where people will be at a county courthouse, a college student with blonde hair and blue eyes. You're really in trouble if you got dark skin. All the time, white bread Americans will be out there for a school report. I've seen dozens of these. And they'll be taking photos of the county commissioner's court or the city council building for their report. And the police will come over and arrest them. Take their camera. Why, you could be a terrorist. You could be photographing our building. And now, the White House says, look out for those that have road atlases or almanacs or there's a bunch of other stuff. Look out for folks that have this. But you know what? They're not worried about the 25 million illegal aliens that they're about to legalize. And this new law doesn't just set a date. It doesn't, like the old amnesty, say, well, 8 million, 5 million, 3 million, 10 million of you who are here, you got 1 month to line up and get your amnesty. And you're legal. No. In perpetuity, if you can get here, you get a three-year... It's not even called a green card. It's a joke. You just are legal. It's not amnesty either. They don't know. Not that. You're just legal, and you get an ID card issued by the government. Now, I've read the bill. I've read the White House statements. That's what it does. This is their solution to illegal immigration. You know, it's like saying, you don't like arson. You don't like arsonist. Well, we just won't call it arson anymore. We'll call people setting fire to buildings loving helper friends. That'll handle the problem of arson, say in Detroit on Devil's Night every year where hundreds of structures are burned. We'll just legalize it, won't call it arson, and we'll call it happy helper friends. Good, problem solved. Hey, you don't like dying of cancer? There's no such thing as cancer anymore. We call it happy apples. Oh, he's not feeling well because of the happy apples. We don't have a problem of cancer anymore. I mean, you get how absurd this is? Oh, it's not amnesty. They're all just going to be totally legalized. And by the way, then they can bring all their families in, and the instant they get here, they're legalized. Oh, that's wonderful. We've got hundreds of millions in India that want to come here. Hundreds of millions in China that want to come here. And every couple decades, there's hundreds of millions more. There are tens of millions of new births every year in Latin America. They're building giant superhighways right down into there. And now Bush is going to meet with Vicente Fox, just like he did 2 days before 9/11. 2 weeks before 9/11, excuse me, and is going to do this. And Vicente Fox came to Austin a couple months ago, and he gave an award to the police department for ignoring the federal law, gave awards to the Wells Fargo because they issue a debit card that is accepted as ID by other banks and the Austin Police Department and hundreds of other cities. We're not just going to have the government issuing ID cards. Private corporations will issue their smart cards, and that will be accepted, but not for you. I have watched illegal aliens with no ID, unable to speak Spanish. I've sat there in line with my wife, who does speak Spanish, and I have sat there, and she has told me what they're saying, and they are there with no paperwork, and a Spanish-speaking teller comes up and gives them a bank account. I told you about the lady I know who runs the biggest apartment complex in Austin for the biggest company in the country, management company. They went to a big Dallas meeting last Christmas, and they were told, illegals, you can let 10 be to a two-bedroom, but citizens, you fine them and kick them out. They said, we are covertly government housing now, but no one is to know that one-third of our properties are government housing. That means one-third inside properties. And that we've been told by the feds to let the illegals do whatever they want. This is designed to destroy the middle class. Why do you think they give double tuition to illegals in several western states? Why do you think they give no income taxes for 7 years for any foreigner? Why do you think that?
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters.
Mark Maudio's low.
Rates are low right now.
You got lower. I don't know what's going on.
For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you, too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we do this show. There's a lot of propaganda surrounding Bush's, quote, immigration reform. Number one, the word reform is not properly understood by the general public. The reform simply means to change the shape of. But we think of the word reform as a good thing. It's like campaign finance reform. Double the amount of money corporations can give and stop the amount of money, cut it completely cold, dead, what individuals can do. That's their reform and restricting nonprofit organizations like Gun Owners of America and others 60 days before elections, being able to go on talk shows and tell you how members of Congress voted. Oh, that sounds real good, violating the First Amendment. People said, oh, the courts will never uphold that. Supreme Court did. Just like the Democrats said, oh, they'll never uphold this redistricting in Texas. Of course they did. People said, oh, they'll never allow them to arrest protesters with peaceful signs among those that support government officials. Yes, they did. Oh, they'll never give authorization for secret arrest of citizens. You know, yes, they did. One case they didn't. But the point is, these courts are out of control. And you're like, well, we got to get Bush back in for more good appointments. They got 2/3 of the Supreme Court are Republican appointed. I mean, it's a sick joke, folks. All I'm saying is we don't have a Republican Party in this country. People go, well, Bush is better than Gore. No. Because conservatives would be awake and watchful and mistrusting of government, which the founding fathers said we should always be, regardless of who's in office, if we had Al Gore in office. I wish Al Gore was in office. Al Gore wouldn't have put us on back on UNESCO. Bill Clinton didn't do it. He knew it was too unpopular, but not Bush, because it's conservative. Bush proposing immigration reform for millions, and it says that, in addition, those outside the country, not just people that are already here, but those outside the country wanting to work for the United States will be able to sign up for jobs that most Americans don't want. What a fraud. Oh, yeah, the high-tech people don't want their computer jobs. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know people fighting American citizens to get the lawn mowing jobs and the jobs trimming trees. It's a joke. Or jobs in sheet metal factories. And we're not just competing against the illegals. We're competing against the prisons, too. We've read the stories where, you know, a prison will set up a private industry and then there'll be four companies that were private hiring more people there in the city, and it takes Seattle, and four of them go out of business. All of them go out of business, and now the prison gets all the business with a private company running the business, and the prisoners get 20 cents an hour. Starting to get this, and depending on which federal law they use, they get 7 to 10 years. Did you know that whether they're from Pakistan or Russia or Germany or mainly Latin America or any of these countries, ask them, go into one of these stores. You wonder why all the stores are owned by foreigners, owned by people that can't speak English everywhere you go, 90% of them? Because they don't have to pay income taxes for 7 to 10 years. No one can compete against it. No one. The big gas companies publicly only try to give franchises to all these foreigners because, again, no one can compete against not having to pay income taxes. Why do foreigners get that? The average American doesn't even know that. Did the government do it because it loved us? It's a bad thing to be a citizen. You're there to be abused. You're there to be turned into a third world serf. They hate you, middle class. They hate you having money. They hate you not being on welfare. Because when you're on welfare, they can say, if you don't take all the vaccines and your children don't, you don't get the welfare. See, it's about control. And they say the estimate ranges from 8 million to 14 million illegals. But anyone who's here or anyone that can ever get here is instantly legalized in perpetuity. It's an ongoing total amnesty. So, I hope you enjoy this. And I want you to remember what the economy was like today, 10 years from now, as the illegals become legals and pour in and vote and take your guns and take your private property and ratchet up the taxes and vote in our new democracy for satellite tracking and taxation. And the illegals, they won't mind, you know, once they're legal, swiping their card for the national sales tax. It's all going to be so much fun being slaves. I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just stating the facts. I know it's not as important as Pete Rose. I know it's not as important as any of this ridiculous garbage. I know it's not as important as Kobe Bryant. You know, yesterday we had one of the top bioethics folks on. We read part of the bill on air where New Jersey legalized taking clones to term, having the surrogate mothers give birth to them, keeping the babies alive and using them for body parts outside the womb. I know that's not important. Hey, what's important is Pete Rose. Let's talk about Pete Rose when we get back. That really matters to pathetic jellyfish.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up in the next hour, we have Neil Knox. The Wall Street Journal said Neil Knox is likely to have a greater impact on the rapidly escalating firefight over gun control than any other individual in America. And he's a former NRA board member. We'll talk about the state of the Second Amendment coming up in the middle of the next hour, about 57 minutes from now. We'll also get into Bush proposing immigration reform. Again, it's reform. It's like putting blacks back into slavery and calling it reform. Just like his campaign finance reform. It's not a reform in a good way. Also, again, Bercy found guilty, fined $500. The feds prosecuted him. They were trying to get up to 6 months in federal prison and a $5,000 fine. But instead, he got a $500 fine for standing amongst hundreds of Bush supporters on a public street with a sign saying, "No blood for oil." So, again, the courts say, yeah, you can't stand on the street with a sign. That's evil, and we just can't allow that. Also, CIA fake German terror alert. That's out from mainstream Norwegian news. China to drop martial law out of its constitution and call it a civil emergency. or crisis or state of emergency. Oh, they're getting more modern, aren't they? And civil contingencies bill gives the UK government dictatorial powers. We'll be going over that. Blair says, I'll take Britain into the euro by 2007. Before we go to our guest, Michael Rivero with whatreallyhappened.com, an amazing website, one of the biggest alternative sites on the internet, I want to encourage every listener, number one, if you want to wake people up and have a great tool to share the information we cover on this show with people, it's wonderful. And secondarily, it also supports this broadcast. I've made 10 films. I carry other great films like Eric Hufschmidt's 9/11 video, Painful Deceptions, Tito Howard's The Loss of Liberty about government-sponsored terror and the attempted sinking of that ship, to blame it on Egypt to bring us into war with them. We carry my new film, Matrix of Evil, I made with Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, myself. It's an amazing video. They're all over 2 hours. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is 2 hours, 40 minutes. The first 25 is, what is the New World Order? What is globalism? Then, who are the neocons? What is PNAC? Other examples of government-sponsored terror, other than 9/11, stuff I haven't covered in other films. Then we get into Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, all of it, the cashless society control grid. It's a great film. You need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. There's a lot of great videos. They're $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. Call today, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order them via our secure online shopping cart, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It is so important to get my videos, to make copies, to put them on Access TV, to give them to opinion makers, talk show hosts, pastors, rabbis, whatever. It is so important. It's having such a huge effect. We have a chance to expose the globalist terrorists before they carry out more terror. So please get the films, the books today. All right, we're joined by Michael Rivero with whatreallyhappened.com. And the site's just a few years old. It's one of the biggest out there. Millions of visitors each month. InfoWars.com gets over 8 million visitors a month, and What Really Happened even gets more than that. And a lot of interesting info and analysis there on the site with different perspectives each and every day. And now, Mr. Rivero is a case point example of how just an average person can take action and reach millions of people. Michael, good to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show this morning, Alex. And obviously, a lot of the material that I have in my site is linking to InfoWars.com.
Well, I just want to say that you've done so much wonderful work over the years. And again, I go back to that. We really can stand up against this, can't we?
Yes, we absolutely can. And I think the most important thing about websites such as yours and mine, and increasingly more and more every day, is that we've broken the information monopoly of the mainstream media. People are now able to find information that the TV networks and the major newspapers would just as soon that they not see. And in a lot of ways, these modern blogging websites are very similar to what was called the samizdat in the old USSR, which was a network not of computers but of fax machines that passed around stories from machine to machine, which basically exposed the corruptions and deceptions of the government and ultimately was a major contributor to the collapse of the former Soviet Union.
Now, the globalists count on us only dealing in the now, not having a long-term memory, as Winston talks about in 1984, but by showing the progression of their lies, by showing the patterns of their corruption, by taking regionalized news that never gets out of certain regions and bringing it all to one place, we are very accurate at even predicting future events.
Very much so. One of the ways in which the schools shortchange our children is they teach history as disconnected events, name, place, date, and they pointedly do not teach the interconnections of why one event influenced the next, influenced the next, influenced the next. And as a result, these children grow to adulthood thinking only in terms of history as isolated events, and they do not see the connections of what is happening from one event to the next and why one event leads to the next.
Whereas before, classical Western teaching was event history. That's what makes it interesting. That's how you learn history. And now, Michael, they're just phasing out history altogether.
Yes, it is being very much de-emphasized in terms of more indoctrination about current politics. And whole sections of history which are really meaningful for what we're going through right now are simply not being taught in the schools at all.
Michael, how did you get involved in this, you know, as a case point example for those out there that are saying, oh, what can I do?
Well, believe it or not, it was almost by accident, and this coming March will be the 10th anniversary of my website. And it all started back with the death of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster. And I really was not involved politically at the time, but my day job, I work in motion picture and TV special effects, and I happened to see the photograph that was leaked by the White House to Reuters News showing Foster's hand with the gun, and the instant I looked at it, I knew it was a staged shot because there were so many problems wrong with it. So I grabbed a copy of it, and I put it up on a subpage on my then at the time business website, saying there is something funny going on here. And the next thing I knew, we were getting death threats in the middle of the night, and there was a serious amount of career wrecking going on around Hollywood to basically bury me, much as the way the FBI had buried Gene Seberg and others during the 60s.
Did you know that when I go out to L.A. and I meet with famous people, I don't talk about it on the air, my name, and I'm just a little guy, all the big execs know who I am. They all talk about me. They walk up to me in restaurants and know who I am. They really know who we are, don't they?
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. And there's kind of a situation where a lot of them really do admire and support what you're doing and what I'm doing and what others are doing, but they can't really say it in front of others because they're never sure how it might come back to negatively impact their own business dealings and their own career. And for people who've spent their entire lives to try and get to the positions where they're in, that's a lot for them to risk. And so sometimes they may say privately to you one thing and then publicly something else, but there's a lot more support there than you might think.
Well, absolutely. And under Bush, they've even got dossiers going around. They've got Karl Rove and Lionel Chetwin admittedly managing the media, paying them funds for what I call propaganda placement, not product placement, but placing propaganda in the TV shows. And I even had Lionel Chetwin threaten me in a stage bathroom on the Conspiracy Zone set.
Yes, there's a tremendous amount of pressure being applied right now because ultimately the government cannot control the Internet. All they can control is the movies and TV and networks because of FCC and a lot of existing influence. So they're pushing it as hard as they can to try and counter what is coming out over the Internet. And I think what is really laughable is this new USS Liberty event that is being staged by the State Department. And I use the word staged because it's obviously in response to the revelations by one of the investigators of the original USS Liberty investigation that LBJ ordered them to conclude it was an accident, even though the evidence pointed to something else. So now the U.S. government feels that they have to put up this little dog and pony show with a retired bankruptcy judge who is neither an investigator nor a scientist as the keynote speaker.
Now, for those that don't know, on PrisonPlanet.com right now, and of course WhatReallyHappened.com, we have the news article about the State Department to, quote, you know, put on this this symposium. This is the Jerusalem Post U.S. Plans Conference on USS Liberty incident. I've had the people on the ship on. I've had the admirals on. I've had the people on who were told, you know, cover this up. It's clear. And people even talked to McNamara on the phone, on ships, on spy bases, and were told, you keep this quiet. You shut this down. As the planes were being launched, one of the admirals was refusing to turn them back. And it's clear, and correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, that this was the White House with Israel together planning to sink that ship to blame it on Egypt.
That seems to be the most obvious conclusion. One issue that that keeps coming up over and over again for those who keep saying, oh, it was just an accident, is if Israel attacked the USS Liberty thinking it was an Egyptian ship and a legitimate target of war, then why did they attack it using unmarked ships and planes? when if it was a legitimate attack during time of war, they could have just gone ahead with their regular marked aircraft and boats for the attack. Obviously, the only reason to use unmarked ships and planes is to put the blame for the attack on a third party.
Well, I've read papers out of Israel where pilots and others have admitted that they were told to attack the ship and knew what it was.
Yes, absolutely. There was one pilot who came forward who said, he kept saying on the radio, "This is an American ship. What do you want me to do?" And he kept getting the order, "You will attack and sink it."
So, I mean, he's not anti-Semitic. He's not anti-Israel. All these pilots and soldiers that are refusing to bomb apartment buildings to kill one person, they're not bad.
No, they're not, and they're being punished and put in jail for refusing to violate the Geneva Convention. Meanwhile, we have a gentleman who shot an Israeli Jewish protester at the wall the other day. He's being let off without any charges at all. So there's an incredible double standard going on there.
Yeah, I saw that. Routinely, they're beating and killing fellow Jews. It's horrible.
Yes, and it's getting completely out of control, and I think we're coming to the point where there's going to be not only a crisis in this country, I think there may even be a crisis within Israel itself, because there's actually more people are moving away from Israel than moving to it.
Why did Likud kill Rabin?
I'm sorry?
Why did the Likud party, and that's, we've had Barry Hamish and others on, folks, Why did the hardliners in Israel kill Yitzhak Rabin?
Well, this is an area in which I'm probably less qualified to answer than some of your other guests, but it does appear that it was an attempt to simply remove a potential competitor who was standing in the way of Ariel Sharon's rise to power.
Amazing. Now, obviously on your website you cover a lot about 9/11.
Yes.
In just a few minutes, your synopsis of September 11th and the ensuing police state.
Well, I think it's very obvious if you go back and look at the foreign press, the United States was already announcing to other nations a plan to invade Afghanistan in October 2001, and they were making this announcement as early as March of 2001. So when 9/11 happened, it happened at exactly the right moment to anger the American people into support of the invasion of Afghanistan, which was already in progress.
And Bush had the launch orders on his desk 2 days before. The troops en masse, this was all done with precision.
Yes, it absolutely was. It was all ready to go when it happened. And it is, in light of some of the revelations that have come out about the original Pearl Harbor, following the declassification of certain documents in 1994, it is appropriate to call 9/11 the new Pearl Harbor, because both of them were deceptions designed to goad the U.S. into a war they otherwise would not have supported.
Now let me just throw something else in here.
Yeah.
60 miles from me is the Fredericksburg National Pacific Museum, the Admiral Nimitz Museum.
Yes.
Now, as a young child, I went there and saw the midget sub sunk that morning before the attack even began. Now it's come out that three others were sunk at the gate of the harbor that morning, and the ships and people were still told to stand down. I mean, that is amazing right there.
Yes, it absolutely is. The radar had the planes coming in. There's a book out called Day of Deceit by Commander Robert B. Stinnett, which is a wonderful expose of the Pearl Harbor deception. And since I live here in Hawaii, I've been able to actually go around and confirm a great deal of the material that is in that book. Most notably, that the Japanese fleet was broadcasting on their radios all the time. They were not maintaining radio silence, and their transmitters were so powerful that the passenger ship SS Lurline picked them up, and their radio operator gave a log of the intercepts to the U.S. Navy here in Pearl Harbor 2 days before the attack. And that record has now, of course, completely vanished. But it is a complete myth and deception to say that the fleet was maintaining radio silence. They weren't.
Unbelievable. So back to September 11th, I kind of diverted you off of that. It's not an urban legend that the Odigo instant messenger company, I have the Jerusalem Post on this and others, or Rots as well, did tell their employees not to go to work. It is a fact that Mayor Willie Brown was told not to fly to New York. It is a fact the Joint Chiefs of Staff were told not to go to D.C. that day in New York.
Mm-hmm.
This is all on the record, but all of these hundreds of points have just kind of receded back into the background. Your take on that, and also this new whitewash commission?
Well, my take on that is, along with the other information, of course, it's come out that Willie Brown got his warning not to fly that day directly from Condoleezza Rice's office. So that puts the line of inside information right into the White House itself. There was also one other event which seems to have escaped a lot of notice, and that is that many of the key executives of businesses operating in the World Trade Center had been invited to a special breakfast that was conducted in, I forget exactly where
Nebraska,
they were.
Nebraska at a U.S. military base with Warren Buffett.
Yeah, that was it. That was the one I was talking about. So a lot of those key players were invited away from the building.
By the way, that's the Associated Press.
I'm sorry?
That's the Associated Press on that. Go ahead.
Yes. I think what is key to understand is that there are clear signs of frame-ups going on in U.S. terror attacks. And I think we want to start with skipping off to one side a moment to the anthrax letters case, which everybody was all screaming about Stephen Hatfill and going back and forth, and the FBI was haranguing him and harassing him and tore up his girlfriend's apartment, and they even drained a pond near his home and found absolutely nothing. Meanwhile, the Hartford Courant reported that there was actually a suspect that security systems had caught going in where the anthrax was being stored, but the FBI has never bothered to investigate him. The key point is that...
And, of course, this guy's an Israeli.
He's Jewish. I don't know if he's specifically an Israeli citizen, but...
In the articles I've seen, and this is mainstream stuff, he's got Mossad connections.
That very well may be the case, but the point is that regardless of whether it's Dr. Zach or Dr. Hatfill, those letters that were included with the anthrax prove that somebody was trying to frame Arab Muslims for terror attacks in the U.S. Now, with that hard proof of that, we go back to September 11th, and
tell
we
you
start...
what, stay there, Michael Rivero. We'll continue with the facts, on wherever they lead.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's so many facets that we could cover here of government-sponsored terror. Michael Rivera, let me just throw a few out at you. It's now come out. It's totally clear they killed Princess Diana. It's clear MI5's carrying out the terror attacks in London and in Northern Ireland to keep the fear going and expand their control. It's clear that Putin's blowing buildings up still to blame it on his enemies. We have them caught, you know, dead, hand in the cookie jar on so many occasions that government loves this problem, reaction, solution. Can you speak to that?
Well, there's nothing new with this. This kind of deception has been going on for a very, very long time, and the reason it works is because your average citizen wants to believe that they are brave and courageous and can stand up to a government that's gone corrupt. But the reality is they aren't, and they don't even want to admit that to themselves. So all propaganda really does is give people who don't want to think about what's going on an excuse not to think about what's going on. That's why you have people 40 years after the fact, with all that's come out, you still have people clinging to the Warren Report because they don't want to have to admit that the government itself was behind John Kennedy's assassination, because then they'd have to do something about it. And the instant they know the government is doing something wrong and then decide not to do something about it, then they have to stop thinking of themselves as being brave and courageous and standing up for truth and honesty.
You know, you crystallize that down in just a few words, and I try to elaborate on it, but that's it. This propaganda is good because it makes it easy. It makes it, you know, oh, it's just for this group or that group. But, you know, it's so skillfully done where it plays to our laziness and our fear.
That's exactly right, and yet it will not withstand careful scrutiny, and it's not designed to. Propaganda is really just that lie that most people will be comfortable with.
So, will Vladimir Putin, will Tony Blair, will any of these people be brought to justice for acts of terrorism?
Well, only if they make a really bad mistake to where the public simply cannot avoid confronting the reality of what's been going on. And every once in a while that does happen. It happened in the United States in 1776. It happened in France during their revolution, where the people who were in charge just made one mistake too many, and the people said, okay, we can't pretend that this is not the way the world is right now, and we've got to do something about it.
Absolutely. What do you see happening in this new year? More terror attacks, or have we done a good enough job so far of exposing them to back them off from doing big domestic events?
Well, I am hoping the latter, because the one thing that will prevent more staged terror events is if the perpetrators think that there's a real chance that they could be exposed, that people will not believe the fall guy or the scapegoat. And there has been a lot of fragmentation, if you will, of the existing cover-up. Robert Mueller, the head of the FBI, has actually admitted there is no real evidence that links the named 9/11 suspects to the actual crime. And more, as I said, people are becoming aware that we really don't know who was on those planes, only who were supposed to blame for it.
Every person that's a supposed enemy terrorist, like bin Laden or Saddam, no one has connections to them like the Bushes.
Absolutely, or the CIA, and there was that incident in Palestine about 3 months ago where they busted an al-Qaeda cell and realized they had actually picked up a bunch of Mossad agents. So,
and by the way, that's the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz. That's even in their newspapers. UPI, we're not making this up.
Yeah, that was covered pretty much everywhere, but then it was very quickly downplayed, much as the Carl Cameron story on Fox News, the four-part series about the Israeli spy ring.
They don't even deny this stuff, though. It's like, well, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, that's basically the attitude is, yeah, it happened, but it's not important. You know, please keep looking at the Arab Muslims and think al-Qaeda when something blows up. So it really is, it's almost where they are becoming just as lazy in the propaganda, because when they get caught, they just shrug, because nothing happens to them when they're caught lying.
So you think that's laziness? Because, I mean, I wonder why it's so sloppy. You know, they capture the same person three times. I mean, it's a joke.
It really is. They're just counting on the TV mainstream news to keep selling it over and over again. And it really is. It's a sales job. These aren't newscasts anymore. They're infomercials. Infomercials for the war, infomercials for terror, and keeping the people so afraid that they can't really evaluate logically.
Michael Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com. Stay there. We'll be right back to you. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.